Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
From the burning bush, O Lord, you charged me to bring the people to this holy mountain to behold your glory and receive your law. What have I left undone?
Given all praises to the Heavenly Father in Christ, we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Kings and Priests. Did Jesus fulfill the law? Did Jesus Christ fulfill the law, and we're no longer responsible to keep any biblical laws, even though there's many man-made laws that would parallel the Ten Commandments or laws that are in the Bible? Can you eat whatever you want? When is the Sabbath day? All these things are questions, and there's one scripture that people use, is that when Christ said he came to fulfill, he did not come to destroy anything in the law or the prophets. He came to fulfill. And a lot of people misinterpret, oh, Jesus came, he fulfilled the law, not having any understanding of what that verse meant. Even if you read the verse, you get understanding. But this is a topic that we're going to deal with today. You give all praises to the Heavenly Father and to Jesus Christ for dying for our sins, for giving us a second chance, for giving us clarity, for giving us insight, for giving us prudence, for giving us wisdom. There are many things that people don't credit Jesus Christ or the Heavenly Father for, because there's a campaign against the scriptures, not Christianity, because Christianity isn't in the Bible. You know, Christ taught the laws of the Heavenly Father to the Israelites. He didn't start a new religion. He didn't start a new doctrine. And that's something we're going to touch on today. You know, the laws are not done away with. So I'm your brother, Gadai One, here in the UK, in London, London Town, some people call it. We also have another dynamic brother on the line who's the co-host for the show, executive producers, as I call him, the brother Ibaja, who does a show on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Repentance is the key. Brother Ibaja, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, morning. I'm a friend, first guest, so all our listeners, good to be here. I want to give all praise and thanks to Heavenly Father in Christ for yet another opportunity to preach His holy word so that all of His sheep, the lost sheep of the children of Israel that are scattered to the four corners of the earth, may be edified.
Absolutely, absolutely. If we can go to, in there you heard a clip from the Ten Commandments with Charleston Heston. If we could just go to Exodus 20 and read that. I want to start there. We're going to work our way around to Matthew 5 and 17, because I think that is the focus of today's topic. But let's go to Exodus 20 and 1. There's many people reading the Bible, but they have no understanding of the Bible.
Exodus 20 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
So, but just right there, this is the Lord speaking to the Israelites. And what is he letting them know? That he is their salvation. And many people today, who are they looking for their salvation? They're looking for Obama. Or they're looking for some other means than the Most High. The Most High is letting the Israelites know that he is the one that delivered them out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, where they were in slavery, where they were in pain, where they were in suffering. So it's God that delivers us. And I think people have forgotten that. So what do? They forget God's law. I don't need to be obedient to his laws, commandments. Read on.
All right. Verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Go ahead.
All right. 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Read the next verse.
And all the people saw the thunderings and lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off.
So who was speaking? Was this Moses speaking to the people?
No, it was the Lord speaking to the people.
Okay, go ahead.
And it said in verse 2, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Okay. Just checking.
That wasn't Moses.
Keep reading.
All right. Verse 19. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.
So that message was so powerful that the Israelites said, hey, you speak with us. The Lord can't speak for us because he's too powerful. We keep hearing the Lord like that, we're going to die. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and you know what? People always asking for a visitation. I got a visitation for the... You are a damn lie. Because when the Lord visit, this is what happens. People say, no, we will not speak to the Lord, Moses. We will speak to you because the Lord is powerful and majestic. When he shows up, it's not no, you know, I was in the presence of the Lord. When Moses went in the presence of the Lord, he was transformed.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about damn Lord of the Rings where the elves are like, they got this little shining light. That's what Moses was like. He had a permanent light. And sometimes he had to hide his face. That's the power and glory when you meet with the Lord. So let's go to Deuteronomy 5 verse 1. Abaja, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what does Deuteronomy mean?
Oh, gosh.
I put you on the spot.
If I remember correctly, I think it means like something dealing with the law or something. I forgot.
Second law.
Second law.
Deuteronomy means second law. Now, why would you think Deuteronomy we call the second law?
Because the laws were already given, so this is just a rehash of what was already given.
So why did it have to be rehashed?
Because the children of Israel don't listen.
That's it. So it is a campaign. Like the brother Yawanathan said, it's a war against God. It's a war against the Bible. It's a war against the scriptures. Like, that's, you know, that's old. That's outdated. You know, it's no longer necessary. We have evolved. Wait a minute. Stealing is still stealing. Lying is still lying. Adultery is still adultery. If you commit adultery or your wife commits adultery, we just, oh, that's okay. Oh, it's just loving, you know. She needed some extra loving. You know, I was at work and I was too tired. So she found Tom, and Tom was just so happy to oblige her. Oh, you're going to be like, you a hoe. You're not sleeping with me no more. What is it going to be? Adultery is still adultery. So these laws are still in place. So when people say the laws are done away with, they're caught up into a satanic agenda. They're caught up into brainwashing that's been spearheaded by Satan, because the Bible doesn't say that. And we're going to get into that. So here we have God. He spoke to the children of Israel and gave them the law by his own mouth. Okay. And now we have Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, in verse 1. And let's see. Let's see what this second law, what happens. Read.
All right. Deuteronomy 5 and 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak unto you, which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day.
So Moses is reminding them that the Lord spoke to them in Mount Horeb and gave them the commandments, that they would learn them and keep and do them. So I'm sitting, we're going to Matthew 5 and 17. Here it is. The Lord came down on the mountain with fire and angels, thunderings and lightning, and to the children of Israel. Now Moses is coming and speaking again to the children of Israel about the laws that the Heavenly Father gave them. So now Christ coming and just whoosh, done away with. You ain't got to do that no more. After the Lord done spoke it, you know what? That was just all a waste of time. The Lord wasn't really serious about that. You know that. You know what? I'm going to wipe all these. Y'all can't